Gun controlled Chicago, at least 66 shot, 5 killed, over July 4th weekend. By A.W.R. Hawkins on July 7, 2019. At least 66 people were shot, 5 fatally, over July 4th weekend in gun-controlled Chicago. The Chicago Sun-Times reports that a woman was killed before dawn July 4, 2019, on West Wilcox Street. Another man was killed and 3 others were wounded in Humboldt Park on the west side during an 11:30 a.m. drive-by shooting on July 4. A 37-year-old man named Oliver Booth was shot and killed around 2:47 a.m. Friday. Minutes later, at roughly 2:55 a.m., 22-year-old Akila D. Addison was shot in the head and killed in the 4200 block of South Wells Street in Fuller Park. 40-year-old Tori Terry was standing on a sidewalk in the 300 block of North Laramie Avenue when 2 males approached and opened fire. He was pronounced dead at St. Roger Hospital. ABC 7 reports that 3 people were shot and wounded in South Suburban Dalton around 8:20 p.m. Saturday. 3 other individuals were shot and wounded around 9:10 p.m. Saturday in the Southside's Bronzeville neighborhood. The shooting followed an argument in which a 33-year-old man and 2 women, ages 46 and 30, got into an altercation with 2 men in the 4600 block of South Martin Luther King Drive. One of the 2 men allegedly pulled out a gun and opened fire. Shootings continued on throughout Sunday morning. At least 56 were shot, 4 fatally, in gun-controlled Chicago during the weekend prior to July 4, 2019. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, at @rhawkins. Reach him directly at @rhawkins@breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.